Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
In presenting our songs and teaching, we seek to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and to impart a blessing from His teachings to all who listen. We consider it a privilege to speak about our Savior to you. May the Lord be honored and all of us edified through His Word.
We stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight, till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Stand in your way, give the praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve Him, we will serve Him, we will serve Him, for He is worthy.
Stand in your way, give the praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
The account of Noah and the Ark is a very interesting and intriguing one from the Holy Scriptures. The Bible tells us that God called upon Noah, who was a righteous man, to build an ark. The purpose of the ark was to save Noah and his family, along with the land animals of the earth, from the flood. Believing God and His Word, Noah and his sons built the giant ark, preparing for the coming flood. The Bible says that during the construction of the ark that Noah's work and example of faithfulness made him a preacher of righteousness before the sinful world. God's warning was being given to the people of the earth to turn from their wickedness. Noah convinced not one person to join him in making preparation for the flood. Only Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives were saved from the floodwaters. I've often tried to envision Noah's preaching. Did he stand among the towering beams that framed the ark and warn of the coming flood? Or did he just keep on building the ark when the world around thought he was crazy and by his actions declared his faith in God and in His spoken word? Just the challenge of building such a large boat boggles my mind. If I had all the modern-day tools and plenty of electricity to run them, and of course a nearby lumber store and hardware store, it would still be a great effort to build an ark 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. The scriptures just say that Noah did all that God had told him to do. He built it. I'm convinced that it took a great deal of perseverance to build this ark, not only because of the great challenge of the construction itself, but in building it with the unbelieving world. Noah built the ark because of his faith. He continued steadfastly in the work year after year. He finished the ark and then obeyed the Lord by entering into it with all the creatures of the earth. Perseverance is a characteristic and a trait that enables people who possess it to keep on even when opposition is pressing against us. It is to be steadfast and having an enduring spirit. I think Noah must have had a full load of it. But perseverance isn't to be limited to only a few of God's people who are called upon to do great things. The Bible teaches us who follow Jesus to develop this kind of character. The fact is that Satan's controlled world is in opposition to everything Christ would will for us to be and to do. Living by faith in Christ Jesus is to find others on opposite sides of almost every issue in life. In our world today, opposition abounds against godliness. Perseverance is the quality that strengthens us in the fight to protect and to defend the truth of God's holy word. This quality is needed within the heart and in the lives of all of God's people, for we wrestle against the powers of Satan. The Apostle Paul wrote of his own battles against the schemes of the devil. He advises us all to take the armor of God and protect ourselves from the darts he will throw at our personal faith. Jesus Christ will instill this quality within our hearts. He can make us into one who can be and will be steadfast and immovable. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And I like the moving and powerful statements of Paul in 1 Corinthians 16:13, where he says, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong." The Lord Jesus Christ seeks to instill perseverance into every soul on earth. Just like Noah, our lives will not always be that easy. Great challenges will be set before us at times, and opposition will surround us. Let Jesus instill this character in your life today. To have the blessing of this great character and many other honorable traits, we must open up our hearts to the Word of God and to its call to righteousness. We're praying that you will hear the Lord Jesus calling you and that you will answer his call. Through the abiding of his Holy Spirit, the Father has blessed thousands with the strength to live courageous lives. We can be one more who is richly blessed.
He was there all the time. Time after time I went searching for peace in some void. I was trying to blame all my ills on this world I was in.
There all the time.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.